After being stuffed in a neglected corner of the Idaho Capitol where staff was the main audience, an exhibit on the state's first women legislators is moving to a new home. James Dawson reports on the makeover prompted by a young girl from Haley.
11-year-old Anna Visa loves politics. Just about every time she makes the two-hour drive with her mom, Nancy Visa, to Boise, she has one thing on her mind. She has to see Idaho's marbled capital.
My favorite area is the elevators. They're gold and they're awesome.
Last year when she was 10, the two had a new mission. Nancy says Anna wanted to spend a few hours combing through every corner of the building.
We enjoy just walking around, and in this particular trip, we were kind of going through every nook and cranny of the building, and that's when we discovered that.
What they discovered was a plaque dedicated to the history of Idaho's first women legislators. But Anna says she wasn't happy about it.
I thought it was very, very sad because, like, that should be out here with all the men, and it shows that women can make a change in the world.
They walked around a bit longer that day, but Nancy says her daughter just couldn't shake that feeling.
When we were there that day, she was standing there looking at it, and she told me, "Something doesn't feel right. I just don't feel right right now." Then that's your body telling you something needs to change.
So, like any enterprising elementary school student who loves politics would do, Anna wrote a letter to one of her local legislators with the help of her mom.
"Dear Senator Stennett, I was on a recent trip."
She talked about her recent trip to the Capitol and then got right to the point.
"I personally believe that this important framed document should be placed in the main hall where several other important historical documents are hung. As a female, I'm discouraged that this document is in a hallway where people don't usually go and not shown where people can see it a lot more. I would like to see this change, for it sends a message that men and women are not treated equally. Thank you, Anna."
Anna, like all fourth graders in the state, had taken a whole year of Idaho history lessons, but she never learned about these women. So let's take a minute to change that. Idaho became the second state in the country where women won the right to vote in 1896. 2 years later, Clara Campbell, Harriet Noble, and Mary Wright were elected from three different political parties.
I think their legacy is they jumped right into it and served as soon as they could. They all were active in introducing legislation.
That's Elizabeth Jaycox, a historian with TAG Historical Research in Boise. She says they further cemented women's right to vote, expanded powers for nonprofits, and preserved a hand-carved statue of George Washington that still sits in the Idaho Capitol today. Mary Wright even presided over the House for a day, possibly becoming the first woman in the country to ever do so, according to Jaycox.
The Statesman headline the next day read, "House gavel wielded by a firm woman."
Anna had sent her letter to Senate Minority Leader Michelle Stennett right around election season last fall. It turns out her friend's mom, Muffy Davis, had just won a seat to the State House of Representatives and found out about her letter.
"I agreed exactly with Anna that it was tucked away in a back corner in a hallway that not many people got to. So it needed to be moved to a more prominent location."
So she and Stennett got to work. The Idaho State Historical Society eventually yanked the plaque off the wall and moved it downstairs where it'll see much more foot traffic. I met up with Anna and her mom, Nancy, to find its new home.
"Lead the way, and because you remember what it looks like, right?"
No, not actually. No, I don't.
It really didn't take much time.
"Oh, right there. That's cool.
Isn't that cool?"
The same plaque is hanging on the wall, but the exhibit now has two glass display cases that'll rotate different artifacts related to these women. The first will be the gavel Mary Wright used when she temporarily became Madam Speaker for a day. Anna, who wants to be both a politician and a doctor when she grows up, says she hopes people take away an inspiring message from this.
"Children can make a change. Kids my age can make a change, not just adults."
If nothing else, her potential future colleagues in the House or Senate can count on nothing slipping by her eagle eyes. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.